I'm not big for a horse, but I'm strong. Can't be big or I wouldn't fit under a bridge or through this tunnel. As it is, I have to turn my head sideways or I scrape my ears. And it's wet in here. The roof drips and I can hear the sound of water under my feet. The towpath is built out over the canal in this tunnel, like it is a church. I don't like the hollow ringing noise my shoes make in here. Some tunnels don't have a towpath at all. That means I get a nice easy stroll over the top with the missus, while the men have to leg the boat through or pole it. Still, the boss is pretty good, and I know if I keep my eye on the bright spot at the end of the tunnel, I'll make it. And then he'll give me my feed tin. I can eat out of my tin while I'm pulling, because he straps it on behind my ears. And the corn in it will keep me going round to Blakemere. Because the Selsmere Canal is fairly shallow, not more than 3 feet deep, my lot keep the boat in the middle. They know that makes it easier for me to pull, and I'm pulling 30 ton loaded on the end of it, you see. Just steady, about 2 miles an hour loaded, 3 miles an hour empty. It's nice to meet another horse on the towpath. Makes the day up. There's never time to stop for a gossip. Sometimes they let one of the children walk with me, and they sing and chatter on all day for company. Sometimes I'm on my own, and at other times the missus or the boss walks with me. Like I say, they're pretty good, really, the boss and the missus. She sets the children on to polish me brasses, and he's a good one for getting the blacksmith regular. Without me, the whole family would be at a loss. They wouldn't earn a penny, see? Because it's me that pulls the boat.